Hi, it's Nick Mesner here from Gap Corner Ski Nomads. We're with Jay Catton at the first day of construction on site at the Key 3G. Jay, a huge day for the club.
Yeah, a massive day. Biggest day, in my opinion, for the club's history and for the club's future. The new 3G is not going to just be for the football club, it's the local community as well. The usage, the opportunities are just immense and, you know, really, really exciting. But yeah, from our football club now, from our under-8s all the way through to first team, what this 3G is going to give us is going to be unbelievable, and we need to really thrive off this opportunity to maximise everything that we're going to do going forward.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Also for the academy, everything being also close together with Coleg Cambria just over the road as well.
Yeah, well, the thing with the 3G and why it was so appealing with the high school is that it was all in close proximity with the stadium, with the college. You know, everything's in walking distance and viewing distance. So now we've got academy players joining our academy, and they'll be training and playing on a state-of-the-art £500,000 3G. And to the right, they're able to look at the Deeside Stadium, which they, you know, wish and strive to do. There's a lot of opinions on 3G at first team. You know, we're quite happy that our main pitch is a grass pitch still. But again, with the 3G, it means the usage on that is limited. So it's just our first team games. Ground staff's then able to make it as best it can be, and again, at first team level, this helps us with our Welsh Premier push also.
Yeah, brilliant. Also, obviously, you mentioned earlier it's going to be great for the local community. Who else is it going to be available to?
Yeah, so as part of our planning, part of our strategy, we wanted to include all of the D-side clubs first, basically, and in particular junior clubs. So, and we're very lucky that on board they've all taken the bookings early on, and that includes teams from Coventry Tigers, Deeside Phoenix, Deeside Dragons, Ulow Harriers, teams from Harden Rangers. So as well as the senior teams, we're offered it in the local teams of FC Nomads as well, obviously ourselves and Academy. So it was great. All the Deeside clubs were offered first. All of them took slots as well. But we've also got one or two clubs within the Flintshire area. But it's very much a Deeside community hub. And we want the D-side clubs to get first opportunity. But following that, it's open to anybody, whether it's other junior league teams, other senior teams, whether it's groups of players wishing to play with the friends. You know, it's open to all, which is really good.
Brilliant. And when are you looking at, obviously today's first day on site, when are we thinking last day and open for business?
So completion date, they're hoping to be for the first week in October, which would be perfect because that's when most teams, including ourselves, will come away from the grass and really need that 3G time. So, you know, that's ideal world. There is a chance it could be done slightly sooner, but I think if we aim for first week in October, you know, it ticks the boxes and is a really exciting time for the club to look forward to.
Definitely. And what do you see next for the club in the exciting times at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think from a football club now, you know, we're going to be unbelievably fortunate to have a facility of this standard, not just to train, but for our academy to play games on. What it also does is takes any excuses out of our player development plan, as well as our first team strategy also. You know, it aids us even further to push our first team to higher heights, with the European always the ultimate goal for our academy to develop even more players into the first team and professional clubs. And it's going to give us a facility to really push those goals further and, you know, continue to strive and develop the football club.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jay.
Well, it's all right.